So I say, so in Parshas Lech Lecha, so we read about so many dramatic twists and turns. Of course, it's Avraham Avinu's journey, but I want to draw your attention to a little bit later on in the Parsha, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu promises Avraham. Remember again, beginning of the Parsha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes a promise to Avraham Avinu as well. Remember, it's Lech Lecha Me'artzecha, if you go and you take this journey, HaKadosh Baruch Hu promises a whole variety of different things. But later on in the Parsha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes another promise. This is in Perek Tesvav Halacha Hey. I'm sorry, Pasuk Hey. So the Torah says, Vayotze Oso HaChutza, HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes Avraham Avinu outside, Vayomer, and he says to Avraham Avinu, Habetna HaShamayim, look up in the heavens, Usefara Kochavim, count the stars, Imtucha Lispar Osam, if you can count them, Vayomer Lo, Ko Yezer Acha. So this is going to be what your offspring is going to be like. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu tell Avraham Avinu? Look at the stars. Imtucha Lispar Osam, can you possibly count them? And of course the answer is no, you can't possibly count the stars. That's going to be your offspring. That's going to be often going to be like the stars. And we're both saying, so it's a beautiful pasuk, but there's a fundamental shaila on the pasuk, which is what? Klal Yisrael have never, and there is no expectation that we ever will be, like the stars of the sky. So we're saying, obviously, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling Avraham Avinu, there's not a numeric message over here. Because if there was a numeric message, then ultimately, again, it's simply not true. Meaning, there was never a destiny that Klal Yisrael said, you know, some religions have this ideology of taking over the world and ultimately, again, converting everyone to their faith. We have no such aspirations. In fact, just the opposite. We have no interest in converting anyone. When Mashiach comes, ultimately we hope that humanity will accept HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but they'll accept HaKadosh Baruch Hu in their own state, as Bnei Noach, not as Jews. So we have no great global aspirations to take over the world and become like the stars of the sky. So what's the pshat? What is HaKadosh Baruch Hu? What is the nature of this promise? So there's a magnificent, magnificent idea by the Lublin Rav, Rav Meir Shapira, of Lublin, the Rosh Yeshiva of Yeshiva Schachme Lublin. Here, you know, again, the Lublin Rav has a very special place in our heart because we grow every single day because of Lublin Rav, because he is the inventor of Daf Yomi. You know, it's an interesting historical debate. Was it the Lublin Rav, or was it his Rebbe? His Rebbe was the Chartkova Rebbe. So some attribute Daf Yomi to the Chartkova. Okay, whatever it is. So Lublin Rav says something amazing. I'm going to read to you his words. He says, Limros Sheyadua Meirosh. So listen to this. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Avraham Avinu as follows. Listen to these words. Habet HaShamayim U'Sefar HaKochavim. God is giving Avraham Avinu a directive. I want you to look at the sky and count the stars. Limros Sheyodea Osamirosh Kilosucha Lisparas HaKochavim. And God says to Avraham, I know that you can't count the stars. But yet, Hare Atam Mabet HaShamayim Umenasa lispar. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Avraham Avinu, Habet Hashemayim Usfar HaKochavim. Look at the heavens and count the stars. Now HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Emsucha lispar, can anyone really count? But HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Avraham, that what? I know that even though you can't count the stars, that what's going to happen? You're going to start counting them. You're going to try. You're going to try to count them. At some point in time, you'll become tired. You'll stop. It's too much. But I know that even though it's impossible to start counting the stars, you, Avraham Avinu, will still try to count them. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, so what does this mean? Ko yiyeh zaracho. This is how your offspring is going to be. Ya'izu, yahinu, viapilu, gam lebilti efshari, lemala menateva. Avram, I know what your nature is. When I tell you that you go, when I tell you these words, imtucha lisboros, I'm sorry, if I tell you, look at the heavens, usefora sakochavim, and count the stars, and I tell you, in tucha lispar, can anyone count them? I know that you're going to start counting. Why, Avraham Avinu? Because you are the man who believes that the impossible is possible. You are the man who never backs down from the challenge, even if it seems insurmountable. You are the man who, when everyone else says cannot be done, you still try to do it. Sometimes you're successful, sometimes you're not, but you never let the impossibility of a life endeavor prevent you from trying. What's the bracha? Ko yezaracha. Your children will have that same mita. Your children will never back down from the impossible. Your children will never say, too much, too big, impossible for me to try. You started counting the stars. Granted, you couldn't finish it. Your children will be star counters as well. You started the impossible, even though you knew it was impossible, and you didn't back down. Your children will have that same midah as well. Avram, you never backed down from engaging the impossible. Your children will never back down from engaging the impossible. Listen to these words. It's much better in the Hebrew than my translation, but you'll hear it. Lo yamodu es haratzon b'midas hayicholas. They will not measure what is possible by what they will not measure their will by what is possible, ela es hayicholes b'midas haratzon, but rather they will measure the possible through their will. It's like I said, it doesn't really translate well, but what it's saying is they will not go ahead and define their abilities by what is possible, but rather ultimately, again, they will define what is possible through their will to accomplish. The Jew is not confined by the possible. The Jew is capable of tackling the impossible. The Jew is capable of counting the stars, even though I know I'm never going to finish up. See, people say, what was the greatness of Avraham Avinu? The greatness of Avraham Avinu was HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him an impossible destiny. A really impossible destiny to change humanity, which is almost an impossible. So anyone else would have said, thank you so much for the offer. Let me get back to you in a couple of days. You know, let me think it over. I'll speak it over with this one, with that one. I'll get back to you. And it usually would have been a counterproposal. And the counterproposal would have been, you know, let me stay put. I'll open up a little base medrash over here. We'll teach monotheism over here. Avraham Avinu embraced the impossible. The bracha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Klal Yisrael was not a numeric bracha. It was not that you will be like the stars of the sky. But rather, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Avraham Avinu, count the stars. In Tucha L'spar, no one could count the stars. But Avram, I know you're standing here counting stars because you never back down from the impossible. Ko yihye zaracha. Your children will have the same nida as well. Sidi Bosai, we are faced with incredible opportunities all of the time. But sometimes we close the doors on them because we just say to ourselves, impossible, too much. Or even if not impossible, way too much effort, way too difficult. And we often tell ourselves that therefore we can't accomplish. We are the children of Avraham Avinu, the star counter. We're the children of Avraham Avinu who demonstrated a willingness to tackle the impossible. And that need of tackling the impossible that our alter Zedah, that Avraham Avinu had, that midah is in our spiritual DNA as well. So the next time we're presented with an opportunity, we cannot go ahead and gauge our opportunities by what we think is possible, but rather we have to create our possibilities based on the koach we know we possess. We possess the ability to tackle the impossible. Our Zedah was successful, and may we be Zoche Mirza Hashem to find that success as well.